Just hold on.
Neil? Ah, afternoon.
Go on, go on.
So, is there any wire in there?
Or? Nah, just brambles. Go around her back end somehow.
Oh, okay.
Go on, off you go now. Go on.
Oh, thanks for sorting her out.
I saw her from up by the house. She'd been stuck here a while.
Yeah,
so...
I'm a bit late with the silage.
Huh. Okay, then I'll.
Neil, look. I'm sorry if I was a bit sharp with you the other day.
Oh.
When you came about the plywood, it was just a bad moment, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. I got some from Tony in the end. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've had a lot going on, you know, a lot to cope with.
Sam going off like that?
That didn't help, no.
No. Came as a big surprise to everyone, that did.
Yeah.
Seemed a bit, out of order, you know? I mean, after he'd been with you for so long...
Yeah, you could say that.
Personal reasons or something?
Well...
Now, that's what Ruth said to Susan. Personal family reasons? Is
to be honest, Neil, I'm past caring. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we're better off without him.
Oh, but...
You know, you trust someone, you rely on them, think they're straight and decent and honest, and then they're going to do that to you.
Ah, well...
Walk out on the job without any notice, leaving a big mess behind them. So much for loyalty, eh? Just shows how wrong you can be, doesn't it?
Who's that biking up here?
It looks like...
What's
Daniel.
What's he saying?
Huh? Don't know. Anyway, listen, I'll be off.
What's up then, Daniel? Some of
your pigs.
They knocked the fence over. Oh, great.
They're charging all about the place. You better come quick.
Take and eat this luscious apple. Let the golden juices run. Taking you back to your childhood and those days of summer sun.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Can I have one?
Phil, have you been listening?
Sorry. I couldn't help overhearing.
Eavesdropping. And you're not supposed to laugh. You're meant to be terrified.
Oh, sorry. I was. Honestly.
Didn't that sound even a little bit frightening?
Do you want an honest answer?
Oh, all right. I know. I just have to keep practicing.
Well, if you really think it'd help.
It's not just a matter of going over the lines. I've got to try and live the role. Think like a wicked stepmother. Change my whole mindset.
What, do you mean that method stuff?
Jo's sure it'll work in the end. And Linda says she's got faith in me.
Oh, I can see you as a wonderful fairy godmother, but... I'm sorry, Jill, you can't turn chalk into cheese.
I see. Thank you for your vote of confidence.
You know what I mean. Sit down now. I'll make the coffee.
All right. Oh, as if I haven't got enough to worry about.
Well, then, don't let it bother you. It's only the Christmas show, for goodness sake. It's hardly Chekhov.
Try telling that to Linda.
Oh, no, thank you.
I'll just have to keep trying to think wicked.
Oh, you do that. Any chance of scones for tea?
Yes, of course. I'll start making them now.
See what I mean? In a hopeless case of terminal niceness.
Oh!
Sorry. No, I'll stop teasing you.
Do you want these scones or not?
Look, have your coffee first. And remember, I'm nipping over to Brookfield later.
Yes.
To talk about Bert's retirement with David.
Was that David's idea or yours?
Well, mine, I suppose. I reminded him that we need to start thinking about the arrangements. You've got to let it go, Jill.
I can't. You know what he and Ruth were like on Friday?
Well, I know it was a bit awkward.
Oh, come on, it was terrible. You weren't there when I asked him what was wrong. It was awful.
Yes, I know. But I really don't see what we can do.
I just wish you could have told me. All kinds of frightful things are going through my head now. Look, don't you think maybe
No. If David says that he doesn't want to talk about it, then we have to respect his wishes. Whatever it is, they'd obviously rather be left to sort it out between themselves.
Maybe.
But I might pop over to Brookfield too, just to keep an eye on them.
Go on!
Pigs! Come on!
That's it. Keep shaking the bucket.
Look, food! This way!
That's it. Keep them moving.
Look out, there's one!
I got him. No, you don't, young man. That's it.
Come on, come here.
Okay, now, back a bit more. That's it. I'm going to try and bring the fence round behind them.
Come on, Piggy Pigs.
Jimmy does it. That's the way.
Mine!
Huh? Oh, oi, oi! Come back here!
Pig Pig!
Oh, no!
Come back! Come on!
German! Okay. Okay.
At least we got some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You better leave the rest to me. I'll see if Mike can
help. It's all right. I don't mind.
Yeah?
I can stay if you like. I could help you get them back again.
Huh. Well, all right. Thanks. I'll take the wire and you shake the bucket.
Okay. Come on, Piggy Pigs! Come on!
Well, Jill and I are more than happy to make a decent contribution.
Oh, thanks. That'll help.
Well, we must try and give him a really good send-off. So what do you think? Cash or a present?
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
I've got another visitor.
Only me. Come to do the hens.
Hi, Mum.
I don't want to interrupt anything.
No. Come on, have a seat.
Tea, Jill?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, perhaps you can help us.
We were just thinking about Bert's retirement present.
Oh.
We can't decide whether to choose something or give him a cheque.
Right. Any thoughts, Ruth?
Oh,
Well, unless we split it somehow, part cash, part present.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yes.
Right. So, if we all try and come up with a few ideas...
And are we going to do anything else to mark the occasion? A meal or a party?
I don't know.
No, well, that's a good point. What do you two think?
Oh.
Yeah, I suppose. I've not had a chance to think about it, to be honest.
Me neither.
Well, I think we ought to make it something quite special. Not just a family meal. Let's give him a proper party.
Definitely.
So, who do we invite?
Everyone he's worked with, for a start.
Right, so that's, Neil, Mike...
I must love to include Eddie.
So that means Clary and Susan. Mm. That's quite a few already.
So, where are we going to have it?
Oh, I'm not sure if we could manage them all here.
No, definitely not, sorry.
Oh. I think we'll need somewhere bigger.
Yeah.
So, the ball?
Ball upstairs, maybe?
Yeah, that'll be big enough.
So, if we can...
Dad! Dad!
Pip, what?
Dad!
Calm down,
Dad, Ben and Josh are at the treehouse. Oh, they won't come down and they won't let me up there and it's not
I've
allowed.
Told them not to go up there.
I know.
It's not safe, not now it's winter.
I know, so you've got to come, you've got to tell them.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming.
Well,
It is naughty of them.
Well, is it really so unsafe?
Well, if the rain's blown in, it is quite slippery up there.
Shall I switch it back on?
No, stay there, keep them back. Wait till I get these last few posts in.
Sorry, Biggs, you're not going anywhere.
So it's not. Don't want to waste another afternoon chasing them back.
Hey, Neil, you going to the show rehearsal tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there.
If you're stage manager...
Yeah?
And Uncle Brian's your assistant, does that mean that you can boss him around?
Well...
That's so cool! You can make him do some rubbish jobs.
That's not quite how it works, Daniel.
Like clean the toilets.
No, he's running the book. I think that's quite enough for him.
Aww.
Okay, now switch it back on, will you? And then you better get on home.
Okay.
And thanks for your help. You saved me a lot of chasing about.
It was good. I like pigs. Can I help again?
Well...
Next weekend?
I don't know.
Next Sunday? I could help you feed them or something.
You might want to check with your mum. You might have other things to do.
No, nothing ever happens on Sundays.
Well, we'll have to see how it goes.
Okay.
Go on, you get on home now.
before it gets too dark.
It's not fair. Why?
If I tell you not to do something...
It's Josh's fault. He went up there first.
So why didn't you stop him?
I tried. I can't hold him down, can I?
Well, so you should have come and got me, shouldn't you?
So it's all my fault now. That is so unfair.
David.
Well, you were out there too, Ruth. Didn't you see them going to the orchard?
I can't watch them all the time.
Obviously.
Oh, stop it, will you? All you do is argue about everything.
Pip.
Well, it's true. You know it is. It's doing my head in.
Pip, that is enough. You shouting isn't going to help.
There. So it's all my fault again.
Ben, why don't you go and wash your hands and then we'll have some tea.
When's Sam coming back?
Oh, don't worry about that now, Pip.
Why don't you tell him? He's got to know sometime.
Pip.
Why didn't he say goodbye?
Yes, why did Sam go? Why didn't he say goodbye?
Pip, that's enough.
Why? I want to know. So does Ben and Josh. Why won't you tell us?
You all know why. We told you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us the truth this time?
Ben, you know why Sam had to go. He's got another job on another farm somewhere else, and he had to go so quickly that he didn't have time to say goodbye.
That's such a lie.
Pip!
And now we've got someone else to look after the cows. We've got Martin.
I don't like Martin.
Oh, that's your problem, isn't it?
You will when you get to know him. Now, off you go and wash your hands. Good boy.
Pip, that was totally out of order.
Oh, come on. You know that's not true about Sam. Don't patronise us. That's not why he left.
Okay. So, you tell us. Why did he leave?
Because he couldn't stand it round here. Because you and Mum, you're either yelling or arguing or not even talking. It's true. It's horrible here. That's why he left, and I don't blame him either.
Pip, that's enough. Go up to your room right now.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm already going.
Happy birthday.
Ooh.
So you can't guess what that is?
Well, if it's one, I hope.
Ah, it may be a cunning disguise.
Yes. Oh, Scotland's finest.
Keep you going through these long winter evenings.
It's perfect. Oh, thanks very much.
Ooh, you are doing well.
Yes, yeah, it'll go nicely with the bottle Jack and Peggy gave me.
Okay, not very original, I know.
No, it's very welcome.
Are you going to stay for a coffee, darling?
No, I'd like to, Mum, but I've still got the deer to see to. Then I'm taking Ian to the airport.
Oh, yes, of course.
Airport? He's picking up time for a holiday?
No, he's...
He's going to see his family, his father and his brothers, to tell them about the wedding.
Oh, yes, all right.
He's a bit apprehensive about it all, so...
Yep, we mustn't make you late.
So, enjoy the rest of your birthday, Brian.
Yeah, I will, thanks.
Oh, Adam, just one thing before you go.
Yeah?
Ian's Aunt Susie's address for the invitation.
Well, didn't I give it to you?
Yeah, but not the postcode.
Oh, right, I'll have a look when I get back.
Oh, and... Do you want me to talk to the Carhow firm?
No, it's on my list. I'll call them this afternoon.
Well, I know how busy you are.
Jenny, I'll be in the office.
Hey, perhaps that's something you could do, Brian.
Me? No. I've got a busy afternoon already.
Well, it would be a help. Just the odd phone call.
No. I'm sure Adam's got his own ideas about how he wants to do things. Much better if I stay well out of it.
Don't let it bother you, Mum.
Well, it'd be so nice if you could just pretend to be enthusiastic.
Afternoon.
Oh, Joe. Hello.
Didn't know if you'd hear me if I come through the front.
Yeah, come in.
Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Mum, I'll get back to you later.
Yeah, all right, darling. Bye. Now, Joe, kettle's on. Would you like some tea?
Oh, I won't say no to that.
So, what can I do for you?
Yeah, well, I was coming by and I thought I'd better warn you. If you want to book one of our turkeys for your Christmas dinner...
Oh, well, actually, we're having goose for Christmas Day.
Oh, we ain't got no geese this year.
But a goose doesn't go very far, so... I thought I'd order a turkey as well.
Two birds, eh?
Mm-hmm. To do for Boxing Day in case we have people round.
Ah, well, if you want one of ours, you'd better be quick.
So, they're selling out fast.
There's still a few left, but you don't want to be disappointed.
No.
So I'll put you down for one, then, eh?
Oh, yes, please.
Righto. They'll be plucked and hung the week before Christmas.
So, are you all ready for Clary and Eddie's party tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Far as I know.
And Frieda's doing the cooking?
That's right. And Cathy Perks and Kenton Archer are decorating the hall special. Silver and blue.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll look lovely.
And you heard about the president.
Yes, the weekend in Paris.
All booked for next weekend. Pat Archer's got the tickets.
And they've still got no idea.
Oh, no, it's a dead secret. Oh. They got cover in for Clary and the dairy, and I made sure Eddie's got nothing else booked, so it's going to be a big surprise.
But don't worry, we're in plenty of time.
Unless we hit a jam on the M42.
Yeah, well, if we miss the plane, we miss it.
I'll take you to the ferry if I have to.
No, I'm not backing out, I promise.
Sorry. I really wouldn't blame you if you did.
No, it's just that now I'm actually on the way to the airport.
Cold feet?
Huh? Freezing.
I could always turn the heating up.
I know I keep on about this, but unless you understand the small-town mentality, it's hard to appreciate what I'm up against.
Well, Ambridge is hardly the cultural centre of the universe.
Okay. So it's never easy wherever you are, but...
I wish you'd let me come with you.
I know. But I don't think it would help somehow.
Well, if you think you can get your brothers on side.
Well, James, maybe. I wouldn't like to bet on the others. I don't speak to them so much, and we're just so different. My dad, on the other hand, I think I know exactly how he's going to react.
And you really don't think he's ever guessed or wondered?
No, not in a million years. It wouldn't even be on his radar. I mean, he thought Mads was a girlfriend, and I didn't go out of my way to put him right.
Yeah, I know.
He's such a proud man. I mean, it's that as much as anything. There's so much shame there. It goes with the territory, you know what I mean? I mean, if the neighbours knew his son was gay, I mean, would he ever be able to hold his head up again?
Yeah. I was so lucky with Mum.
Don't you ever forget it.
But Brian was a different story. Though, I mean, still a piece of cake, I suppose, compared with...
I mean, I know he was funny about it, but it hasn't changed things between you that much. You still work together. I mean, you see him all the time.
I suppose. Mum helped with all that.
I mean, but you can see why I've been putting off this moment my whole life.
Yeah.
When Dad finds out... You know, I'm not even sure he'll ever want to see me again.
Don't go thinking like that. He may surprise you.
I'm not counting on it. I mean, I know he's got this huge blind spot, but I don't know, it's how he was raised. Doesn't stop me loving him.
I know.
I've already lost Mum. I don't want to lose him too, you know.
Now, Joe, this is your big scene, remember? Your defining moment, your existential watershed.
Right, yeah.
So, let's step back a moment and follow through your emotional line here. All your life, you've surrounded yourself with this protective shell, this emotional suit of armour. Now you see Snow White before you, this sweet, innocent girl who has cared for you like the loving mother that perhaps you never had.
Well, I must have had a mother at some point. Wouldn't I?
Now you see her lying before you, poisoned by an apple. And this time you fear she'll never wake again. And finally, your armour is breached and cast aside, and your crusty old heart begins to melt as we feel your inner pain. Oh, who is making that noise?
Neil Carter.
Oh.
How could we possibly work with that racket right, going on?
Well, somebody's got to make the scenery.
Yes, but not now. Somebody tell him to stop.
Yes.
Brian.
To the old
Brian.
He's on the phone.
Oh, for heaven's sake. This is quite impossible.
Would help us
all right. Yeah. Break, we'll everyone. 5 minutes.
Home farm.
Aubrey. Brian.
Ambridge, that's it.
Brian.
Thank you very much. Bye. What?
Brian, perhaps you could tell me what call could possibly be so urgent that it couldn't wait until after the rehearsal?
Well, not that it's really any of your business.
Excuse me. Anything that happens under this roof while I am director is my business.
All right, I was booking a taxi.
What?
Jenny and I are going out later to celebrate my birthday.
Oh.
Yes, today, Linda. And all things considered, you're jolly lucky to have me here at all.
Right, well, yes. Many happy returns.
Thanks.
But you do understand, don't you, that we are trying to rehearse a pivotal scene with a deeply complex emotional subtext?
As you say, Lynn.
So I do need your full participation.
Yes, all right. Not that it's been much of a birthday so far, anyway.
Oh, dear. Well, surely Jennifer's got
something. I'm obsessed with the arrangements for this well, this...
Ah, you mean the wedding. Yes, it must be a busy time for you all.
Wedding?
Less than 4 weeks to go. That doesn't give you long.
When December snows fall fast, marry and true love will last.
What?
Oh.
Well, it's just an old saying.
That's nice.
Well, I suppose it goes for all kinds of weddings.
I don't see why not.
Look, I'd really rather...
But there is one thing I'd really like to know.
What?
Well, is there going to be just the one best man? Or will they both have one?
Joe!
Yes, what an interesting question.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you both, but I've no idea. If you really want to know, ask Jennifer.
Boarding card?
Yeah, that's here.
Right, so...
Well, they take no notice of me, I'll be fine. I don't want you to spend the next few days worrying.
Just don't forget what I said. It really mightn't be as bad as you think.
Well, whatever happens, I'll be back on Thursday and we'll get on with those wedding plans.
I'll be thinking of you anyway.
Thanks. And for what it's worth, I mean, if you weren't here for me, I doubt if I'd have been able to go through with this at all.
I wish there was more I could do.
You're doing just fine. Thanks.
Okay, well...
Well, I guess I'd better go on through.
Give me a call if you've time.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to see how it goes.
Well, good luck anyway. See you soon.
That you, Brian?
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting you yet. Did you manage to sneak off early?
As soon as I could escape from Linda.
And did you order the taxi?
Yeah. 7:30.
Oh, good. Won't be long. Oh, this mascara's almost died. Oh, I've got some wonderful news.
Huh?
Yeah, Kate rang and, hey, guess what? She and Nolly are both coming over for the wedding.
Are they?
Ah, isn't that exciting? It's almost a year since we've seen them.
Yes.
What's the matter? You don't sound very pleased about it.
Yes, of course, I'm delighted.
Lucas can't take the time off, which is a shame.
It does seem a heck of a way to come just for this.
But you can't imagine how keen Kate was from the moment I told her. I'm just so glad she's managed to get away. I thought you would be too.
I said I am.
Brian, I know you're finding it difficult. Look, I do understand.
Do you, Jenny?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, it hasn't stopped you and Alice and Lillian talking about nothing else for the last 2 weeks.
Well, we've got to discuss the arrangements, darling. So much to get done.
Well, perhaps you can also understand that I'm getting heartily sick of the whole business.
Oh, Brian, come on. A few more weeks and it'll all be over.
But do you really understand what it's like for me? The whole world seems to know about this wedding. And I've still got a business to run and meetings to go to. And not everyone out there is as switched on and liberated as you like to think.
I do realise that.
I've already had to put up with Matt making snide comments about it all.
Matt? When was the last time you cared about what he thought?
Well, you can't expect me to ignore him.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't
really... And if that wasn't bad enough, now Joe Grundy's at it too.
What?
At the rehearsal. Asking me if there'll be one best man or two. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny, but I've had about as much as I can take of the whole business.
What do you mean?
Well, if Kate wants to come over, that's fine. I'll be delighted to see her. But I shan't be at the wedding.
What?
You know how I felt about it right from the start. I can't stand there and pretend I approve of it all. It'd be just plain hypocritical.
Brian, you must...
I'm sorry, but I've made up my mind. I'm sorry, Jenny, but there's no way I'm going.
William.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, they're lovely. Thank you so much.
Hello. Morning, Dad. Congratulations.
It's all very much.
Look at these lovely flowers he's brought us.
Ooh, carnations, eh? Very nice.
Here, you can open the card, Eddie.
That's kind of you, son.
Wow, 25 years, eh?
Yeah.
You're quarter century up.
And no time off for good behaviour.
Oh, Eddie!
Well, it's great. You ought to be proud.
Here, William, look, see what your dad's given me.
Hmm? Well, it's just a small thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Here.
Oh... Did you choose that yourself, Dad?
He did. And it's real silver, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, that's great.
Victorian, that's what they said. And she can put a couple of pictures in if she likes.
Oh, I'm going to an all. One of Edward, one of William. One each side. Both my boys.
Oh, great. Of
course, I'm not going to wear it all the time. Going to keep it for special occasions.
For the party tonight?
Well, of course.
Well, just remember, we don't want to see you down the hall before seven.
Oh, I told you, I'm quite happy to come and help with the food.
No, me and Pat and Cathy have got it all sorted.
Ah, all right, if you're sure. Now, I'll have to go and find a vase for these.
Nice one, Dad.
Yeah, well, wish I could have got her something better, but things are a bit tight at the moment.
No, you did great.
Here, William, about the party.
Yeah?
You know your brother's going to be there. Well, your mum's worried about the two of you scrapping and causing trouble.
Don't worry, I'm not planning to.
Yeah, I know. Just be nice to see you make a big effort to get on. For her sake. Okay.
There, that's the last of the cabbage.
Okay. Oh.
So, Ross still not answering then?
This man calls himself a journalist and he never picks up his messages.
Oh, perhaps he's in a meeting.
He's probably in the middle of a story, uncovering some political scandal as we speak.
Yeah. So you still don't know if he's coming to the party?
Oh, he's definitely coming.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he's had to cancel a couple of things lately. He's been so busy at work.
Oh, right.
And he had to miss Gran's birthday last week, so, well, he owes me.
But still, do you think he's ready for this? The Grundy anniversary party?
How do you mean?
Well, it'll be quite full on, won't it? I mean, half the village will be there.
He'll be fine. Everyone's looking forward to meeting him, especially Mum and Dad.
Right.
And he already knows Tom and Brenda. I know he thinks we're probably a bunch of yokels, but he'll have a great time once he's there.
But don't you think... Well, that'll be too much in one go.
Trust me, it'll be absolutely fine.
Okay, glasses, nibbles.
Pat, they're coming.
Oh, everything okay at the bar?
Yeah, all up and running.
Good. Ah, I think we're all set. Let's go and welcome our guests of honour.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how about this?
Hello. Happy anniversary.
This is just... Look at it, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
These lovely decorations. I love blue and silver.
Appropriate choice.
Oh, that was Kathy and Canton.
See, Mum, managed it all without you.
You've done so well. Well, you've all gone to so much trouble.
No, it was easy.
And you two look great. I love that dress, Clary.
Oh, well.
Still the best looking girl in the room, eh, love?
Are you ready for a drink, Mum?
Yeah, in a minute, Mum. Where's Edward? Is he not here yet? He left the house before us, about half an hour ago.
I think he's still downstairs with Fallon.
Oh,
yeah, he'll be up soon.
Right, well, I'm feeling thirsty.
What are you having, Mum?
Oh, no, I'm not sure.
Well, it's all at the bar. You want to have a look?
Yeah, come on, love. No need to hold back tonight, eh?
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I will have a glass of wine.
Oh, good. Oh, now we can relax a bit.
Yeah, touch wood.
Oh, William, I've got the Paris tickets here. When are we going to make the presentation?
Well, Dad said he's going to make a speech later on.
Right.
Before the dancing. So, maybe if you do it after that?
Kirsty.
Oh, hi. Sorry I'm so late.
Don't worry.
I couldn't find my shoes and then the hairdryer decided to die on me.
It's okay, you haven't missed much.
So, Ross not here yet?
No, I haven't heard from him yet.
Oh, isn't it getting a bit late?
Well, I'll give him another few minutes and then I'll send him another text.
Do you think maybe he's forgotten?
Probably, especially if he's been busy at work.
But then you have been leaving him messages all day.
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. I'll go round to his flat and pick him up.
Is that a good idea?
Well, it's only half an hour. I'll be back here in plenty of time.
Yeah, but if he hasn't got back to you...
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He might have even left his phone at home.
Okay, well, if you're really going to go, I'll come with you.
Are you sure? I won't be gone long.
No, honestly, I can keep you company.
Okay. And it'll give you a chance to see his flat. You might need to know where it is sooner or later anyway.
William!
You're all right, Dad? Having a good time?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I don't know how much of this was down to you,
well,
but...
Well, mostly Pat and Cathy.
Well, thanks all the same. It means a lot to the both of us.
So here's to your golden, then.
Whoa, you slow down a bit.
Okay.
One at a time, eh? And, William, I expect you've already noticed, but Edward's finally put in an appearance.
Yeah, I know.
So, let's remember what we said, eh? No trouble.
No Joy.
It's not at home.
Oh, so who was it you were talking to?
That was his lodger, would you believe?
What? You mean Ross owns the whole place?
Oh, his parents got it for him. They pay the mortgage.
Waterfront pad, eh? Nice for him.
I can't believe how rude his lodger was. He wouldn't even let me through the door.
Well, does he know where Ross is?
Apparently not. He says he's not sure when he'll be back.
Oh, well, did you tell him who you are?
Guessed. He wasn't there the last time I was around. Mm. Where is he? He can't still be working, surely.
Well, if he's out, he's out. At least we tried.
I'm not giving up yet.
What do you mean?
The party's not going to get really started for a while yet.
Right.
So, unless you're in a big hurry...
No. No, I'm fine.
Look, we'll give him half an hour. And if he does get back, we'll give him a nice surprise.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, look at you. Stood here in the corner all on your own.
No, I've been talking to Mike.
Hey, hello. Got some more of that cheesecake.
Oh, Eddie, now I shouldn't be in there.
Come on, Mum.
You had enough to eat, William?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
I was just saying, this is a party. He shouldn't be stood here all on his own.
I'm not.
And there's Edward right by the door. Why don't you...
Mum, Edward's all right. He's with Fallon.
Yeah, but why don't you go and talk to him, William? It's silly both of you here.
So long as everyone's having a good time, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main thing.
Eddie, can I borrow you for a moment?
Excuse me a sec, love.
Yeah, all right. Don't be too long.
Sorry to drag you away. Jolene's all set to start the dancing.
Oh, right.
So, what about the speech of yours?
Okay then. I'm ready.
Do you think we should give it another 5 minutes?
I don't know. It's getting on, isn't it? Might look a bit off if we don't go back till really late.
Okay, I suppose so.
Look, if you really wanted to stay, I suppose I could get a cab.
Don't be silly. I was just really hoping...
Hold on a sec.
What?
He's coming out of the flat. Get down!
That's weird. Ross?
Oh, my God.
What's going on? I just spoke to Andy and he said you weren't in.
Did he? I don't know, I'm...
I've been waiting for you to come back for about half an hour.
What? I mean, why? Are you stalking me or something?
Don't be silly. Are you avoiding me?
No, it's just... I was knackered when I got back from work and went straight to bed. Andy probably didn't even know I was in.
Oh. So where are you going now?
I've got to go out for dinner. Taking a contact out. New story.
But... You were supposed to come to this anniversary party with me, remember? I did tell you. I've been calling you all day.
Yeah. Look, I really can't make it. Sorry.
But everyone's waiting for you. Okay, so when were you going
to actually... In fact, Helen, look, I'm sorry, but I don't think I can see you at all at the moment.
What? Why?
It's just... I'm so busy at work. You know, I come home from the office and I'm really tired and I always seem to be doing things like this, dinners and research and stuff. It isn't fair on you. I'm sorry.
But hang on, I haven't actually done anything wrong, have I?
No.
Are you dumping me?
No, of course not. I mean, it's not like that.
And I haven't done anything to upset you or anything.
No, really. Honestly, it's not you.
So, I mean...
Seriously, I mean, I really, really like you.
Right.
I just...
Oh, gosh. You had me worried there.
What?
Seriously, Ross, it's okay, that's fine.
No, I don't think you understand what I'm trying...
No, I do, and I know how busy you are, but that's okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put any pressure on you.
No, hang on a second.
No, I better not. I've got Kirsty waiting for me in the car. Look, I've got to go or I'm going to be really late for this stupid party. You go to your dinner and we'll talk in the week, yeah?
Some folks say that behind every great man there stands a great woman. But that ain't the case where me and Clary are concerned. No, sit seriously. Through all our years together, and it's not always been an easy road, Clary's not been behind me. She's been stood right there beside me. In the words of another great woman, stand by your man. Oh, and that's just what Clary's done for me. For better or worse, through good times and bad, for the last 25 years. I'm a lucky man, and I don't ever forget it. Well, if it does occasionally slip me mind, she's right there at your side to remind me. So, ladies and gents, boys and girls, raise your glasses, please, to the best wife and partner a man could hope for. Clary.
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 Oh, Eddie. Before we start the dancing, there's one more thing I need to do. Eddie, Clary, if you can just wait here a minute, please.
What's this?
Well, as it's such an auspicious occasion, your friends and family have got together to wish you well and to give you this.
Oh.
Go on, love. You open it.
Oh, wonder what it is. Eddie. Oh, my
God. Hey?
Paris. We're going to Paris.
Lily's ballet stuff. I'll need it if I'm taking her straight on from school.
Oh, yeah, it's all in her bag in the kitchen.
Oh, great, thanks.
Are you okay? You look a bit stressed.
No, well, excited, I suppose.
Oh?
Well, you know that house me and Roy looked at after work yesterday?
Oh, yes, where?
At Hollerton.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. I really loved it. In fact, we liked it so much, we put in an offer.
Hey, wow, that's great.
Well, we can't make the full asking price, but I hope we're in with a chance. Oh,
fantastic. Mm-hmm.
So we just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, Nigel, he switched off the printer again.
Oh.
As if that's going to save the planet. So anyway, tell me more about this house.
It's a 2-bed starter home. Small estate, but it's in quite a good location. Ender Terrace.
Garden?
Well, no, just a small patch out the back, but...
And what's it like inside?
Well, it's not huge, but it's so smart and modern and well-designed. So, and the kitchen. It's got granite worktops, a breakfast bar.
Ooh, nice.
A built-in hob and dishwasher. Honestly, Elizabeth, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
That good, eh?
Well, if you'd spent the past how many years struggling with that filthy old stove up at Willow Farm, you'd know what I mean.
And Roy, what did he think of it?
Yeah, he liked it too. Well, maybe not quite as much as I did. He didn't go such a bomb in the location. And it's quite small upstairs.
It's 2 beds?
Yeah, and the second bedroom's not exactly huge.
But it's still big enough for Phoebe.
Well, yeah, it's okay for now.
Well, be careful, they grow up fast.
Yeah, but kids are pretty adaptable, aren't they? And it'll be good for us to have a space of our own. Give Mike his house back.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Anyway, like I said to Roy, let's see if our offer's accepted. And then we can start worrying about the bedrooms.
I still can't quite believe it. I have to keep looking at the tickets to see if they're real.
Not too much of a shock for you.
Oh, no. It's such a wonderful surprise.
Oh, I'm glad you're so pleased.
No idea. It's like a dream come true, a whole weekend in Paris.
Oh, I know Eddie's not quite such a big Francophile as you are.
Oh, no, he's just as excited as me.
Good. Now, how are you doing with the strawberries?
Might need a few more.
Okay, I'll find you some.
And then this batch will be ready for the mixer.
Eddie did enjoy your last Paris trip, didn't he?
Oh, do you know that were 14 years ago?
No, as long ago as that?
Yep, and there's so much we didn't do then. Well, we never even got to the Eiffel Tower.
Well, and now's your chance.
Yep, we'll definitely do it this time. And I want to go and see the Louvre. And if the weather's nice, maybe we'll go up to Montmartre too.
Wonderful. I wish I was coming with you.
And you're sure you can manage without me in the dairy?
Clary.
Yeah, but with all the extra cream orders.
You are not to worry about it. Colin's quite happy to do some overtime, and so's Helen.
Well, as long as you're sure.
Positive. I want you to go and forget all about work.
Okay. Oh, I know I keep on saying this, but I just can't believe everyone's been so kind and generous.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't be telling you this, but our biggest donation came from a neighbour of yours. One of your oldest friends?
Susan?
Yes. She made me promise not to say.
Well, now that's really summat, that is.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, Kirsty, hi.
Hi. Hi, Clary.
Hello. Are you heading back to the shop?
Yeah, and there's an SOS from Helen. We're getting really low on ice cream.
Oh, yes.
She said she told you yesterday.
Yeah, she did mention it.
We've got a whole batch going through now.
Yeah, and there's still plenty in the store, so tell her I'm coming in this afternoon. I'll bring it then.
Oh, great, thanks. How are you anyway, Clary? Recovered from last night?
Just about, thanks. I didn't see you till quite late. Did you still manage to get plenty of food?
Oh, yeah, more than enough.
Oh, yeah, I noticed you and Helen sneaking off. Where did you get to?
Oh, nowhere special. Bit of a wasted journey, to be honest.
I double-checked with Florence's mum. She's going to drop Lily back after ballet.
Oh, OK, that's great.
And I'm giving Freddie half an hour on computer while I make the tea.
Fine. You sound a bit down.
Well, I had some bad news about the house.
Ah. Oh.
It's our offer. They turned it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not even close, I said. I'm right up to a limit anyway.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Still, it's only our first try.
That's right, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more opportunities.
And, well, maybe Roy was right about location. And the bedrooms.
Well, you can never have too much room upstairs.
No. I mean, we can manage all right with just the two rooms, but it mightn't have been fair on Phoebe in the long run.
You'd only feel cramped after all the room at Willow Farm. And if you ever decided to have another baby, you'd only have to move again anyway.
Well, actually, me and Roy already trying for another baby.
Hayley!
Yeah, so we'd have been looking at Phoebe sharing anyway. Well, for a while at least.
Oh, well, that's great news. How long?
A while, but nothing's happened yet. I don't want to get too excited.
Well, that's okay. I won't breathe a word, I promise. But still, that's wonderful news.
Yeah. Actually, we've been trying for quite a long time already. I'm starting to get a bit worried, to be honest.
Oh?
Well, it's probably nothing, but I've been to the doctors and I'm having some tests to see if I'm ovulating properly.
Oh, I see.
And Roy's having some tests too. We're going back in tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hayley. I had no idea.
Why should you?
Oh, Hayley.
So that's why I'm having the time off?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only routine, really, but... Well, Roy's getting pretty nervous about it. I don't think having a sperm test is exactly his idea of a great day out.
No.
Oh, only please don't say anything. He'd kill me if he knew I told you.
My lips are sealed.
I mean, he's already had Phoebe, so I'm sure he's fine anyway.
When do you get the results?
Next week. So it'll be fingers crossed until then.
Harry.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, this is a nice surprise.
Well, I knew it were your afternoon off. I was hoping you'd be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on in. Neil's down with the pigs. Amos taking George down to her nan's.
Yeah, I saw her as I come through the village.
So I'm here all on my own.
No more ghosts up the chimney.
Oh, no. No, that's all been sorted. New Cowling's working fine.
Oh, good.
Coffee?
No, I can't stop till I've only got a minute.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh,
We did so enjoy that party last night, me and Neil. We had a lovely time.
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much for asking us.
Oh, no, thank you for coming. And, well, I'm only sorry we couldn't ask all of you. I mean, Emma too.
Well, no, that's quite all right. She understands.
Does she?
Yeah. Well, of course, well, we all do. It just wouldn't have worked.
Well, not now, not yet, eh? Maybe when we've given it a little more time?
Yeah, best not to rush it.
No. Still, it was so nice to see everyone there having a good time, letting their hair down.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'll tell you why I came.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and Eddie were just so thrilled and excited about Paris.
Oh, so would I be.
It's such a wonderful present. People have been so kind and thoughtful and generous. And well, I just wish that there were a way we could thank everyone properly.
Oh, no, there's no need for... I mean, I'm sure they don't expect you to.
Well, just thought I'd say it anyway. And the other reason I came, I don't know if you and Neil's booked your Christmas turkey.
Well, no, not yet.
Well, if you'd like one of ours, I'll pick you out a nice bird when we come to pluck them.
Oh, that's very kind.
And we don't want you paying for one this year neither.
Oh, no, that's okay. We don't mind paying.
No, no, no. We've been through an awful lot, you and me, these past few months. And if you can't treat your friends at Christmas, when can you?
Oh, all right. Thanks very much.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, that's sorted then. Well, I can't stay here all afternoon. Time I went back to work. Well,
yeah, thanks for calling in.
And you must come down and see us soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you pop in one evening when we're back from France, then I can tell you all about it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Whole weekend in Paris. I can't wait.
Oh, Clary, come here.
Oh.
Oh, you go off and have a really good holiday. You deserve it.
Pistachio, chocolate chip.
Oh, that's great. Helen will be pleased.
Oh, so she's not around?
No, she was, but I thought she needed a break, so I sent her off for a coffee.
Oh, right.
Hey, and great news about the carrots.
Oh, she told you.
Yeah, so the supermarket's asking for more.
Yep, they've upped their order by 25%.
Oh, that's great.
Been a long time coming, but shows we were right to hang in there.
So it's been a good week then, with Tom's sausage campaign paying off.
Oh, yeah. The ads have really helped his sales.
And what about his reindeer at Grey Gables?
His what?
Brenda told me. He's hiring a room at Grey Gables to promote his venison bangers.
When's this?
Well, sometime before Christmas, I think. Wine and dine a few clients, and Brenda's getting one of her mates to dress up as a reindeer.
First I've heard.
She asked me, but I said I don't wear furs.
Good excuse. Okay, then, that's the lot.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Do you think Helen's back any time soon?
I don't know. She only left a minute ago.
Okay. Shame she didn't bring Ross to the party in the end. Tony and I were looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, well, he's obviously far too busy to put in an appearance.
Well, he has got a pretty demanding job, hasn't he? Very competitive field, journalism.
Yeah. Exhausting, apparently.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Look, sorry, Pat, just ignore me.
Do you not like Ross or something? I mean, I know Brenda doesn't think much of him, but Helen seems very keen.
It's just... Oh, I don't want to say anything behind Helen's back, Pat, but I've got a bad feeling about him. That's all.
Why? What's he done?
Oh, nothing. It's just... We went round to his place last night, and it was really weird. His friend said he wasn't in, but then we saw him coming out of the flat a few minutes later.
I see.
He said he'd been asleep and his flatmate didn't know he was in. It just didn't ring true, do you know what I mean? It's a two-bedroom flat, not a stately home.
But Helen was happy with what he said.
Yeah. It's not only that. I just get the feeling he might not be as keen on Helen as she is on him.
Right.
Let's just say I recognise a few of the signs.
And have you said this to her?
Oh, no.
Well, then don't. Look, I appreciate you looking out for her. You're a good friend, but... Oh, it's just nice to see her out and about for a change.
Yeah, but...
Her confidence can be so fragile at times. I'd hate for anyone to ruin this for her if there's nothing to worry about.
But what if there is? Brenda doesn't have a good word to say about him, and even Tom doesn't seem that keen.
Maybe, but... Helen knows him best, and... Perhaps we should just... Trust her judgment, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
So?
Well, let me get in first.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. How have things been here?
Well, busy. Cars have been sorted and most of the invites have been sent.
Oh, great. Have we heard anything more from the caterers?
Not yet. So? Are you going to tell me how it went?
Fine. No, really well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, Susie was delighted, already booked her flight for the wedding.
Excellent.
And James was good.
I think he'd already half guessed, actually. He didn't seem surprised when I broke the news. And he's coming to the wedding.
Brilliant. And the other two?
Yeah, okay. You know, left them still getting their heads around it.
But they are coming?
Well, I don't know yet, maybe. So, what, the caterers have just gone totally quiet on us?
No, they... Well, never mind about that. How was your dad?
Well, you know, as expected.
Oh.
Yeah, wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't even have me in the house.
Ian, that's awful.
Well, I don't know why I expected anything else, to be honest. Anyway, that's all done now.
Well, maybe.
So that's that, and now, are you going to give these caterers a kick up the backside, or am I?
Oh, Ruth, can you get that?
Okay, I've got it.
Oh, thanks, darling. Can't go chasing a shopping list across the green. So undignified.
Stormy old night, wasn't it?
Oh, darling, I hardly slept a wink.
We had the roof on the treehouse rattling away all night.
Oh, dear.
And one of the roof sheets must have blown loose.
We all need our beauty sleep, darling. You tell David to get up there and fix it.
Yeah, when he's got time.
Get one of your men to do it. But...
Maybe.
Oh, is he retired already?
Not quite. A few weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. Phil said you're having a party.
I've just been talking to Sid about it. We've booked the bull upstairs.
Well, I look forward to getting my invitation.
We're still working on the guest list.
Don't worry, darling. Shan't be at all offended.
Okay, well...
So, it's all change at Brookfield.
Oh,
Well, you know, Bert retiring. And so soon after, you lost that rather gorgeous young herdsman.
The agency has sent us a replacement for Sam.
Yeah. I don't mean to pry, darling, but I had a rather confusing chat with David the other day.
Oh?
Well, I remember you telling me that Sam had to go because of some family crisis. It was all a great shame, but there were no hard feelings between you.
Yeah, that's more or less it.
But I got quite a different impression from David.
Really?
So, what happened exactly?
Well, it was very unexpected, but... sorry.
No, darling, you go ahead.
Hello?
Ruth, where the hell are you?
I'm just on my way. Hang on. Sorry, Lillian, I think I'm going to have to dash.
Oh, well, never mind.
The feed lorry's turned up. And I
okay, I'm on my way. See you later.
Yep, all right. Bye, darling.
Ruth, are you listening? I'm still not through in the office. I thought you'd be back by now.
I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and when you're through with the delivery, we need to talk about these milk yields.
Adam, have you heard this message from Nigel about the table plans?
Yes, yeah, I haven't had a chance to get back to him yet, that's all.
That's all right, no worries, I can do it this afternoon.
Ian.
And now we know James and Susie are coming, I need to speak to Caroline about getting some rooms at the hotel. See if she'll do them a special rate.
Right. Ian, are we going to talk about this? You've been in overdrive ever since you walked through the door.
Well, there's nothing left to say, is there?
I don't know yet. Do you think there's any chance your dad might come round?
I doubt it.
But once he's had time to think about it...
It won't make any difference, Adam. Believe me, I had the whole no son of mine talk that works.
Did you get a chance to talk to Susie about it? Maybe she could smooth things over.
Look, I know you're only trying to be nice, but I really don't want to talk about it.
It might help.
Well, how? I mean, we can chat all we like. It's not going to change his mind, is it? I mean, look, it's bad enough I've left Susie and James dealing with this... this horrible mess at home. Us going over and over isn't going to do any good.
But I thought you said everyone else was fine.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. The other two find it really hard. Having a gay brother wasn't in their life plan at all.
Well, it's not about their life plans, though, is it?
No, but I mean, you should have seen their faces. They really, really didn't understand at all.
I see.
Susie and James were still trying to talk them round when I left. That's why I still don't know if they're coming or not.
Right.
Look... I just don't want this to spoil things for us. I'm really looking forward to getting married. I don't want Dad ruining things.
It's all right. I understand.
I don't know why I let myself get my hopes up. It's just stupid.
Ian, you were absolutely right to tell him.
Yeah, I know. At least I don't have to pretend anymore. I mean, I shouldn't have waited this long. I should have done it 10 years ago.
Would it have made any difference?
Well, who knows? You'd have had 10 more years to get used to the idea.
Look, we're in this together. This wedding's about you and me, remember? My dad won't be there either. Not my real dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Not quite the same, I know.
No, but I mean, it's still important to you.
Not really. Not in the same way. I mean, I don't even know where he is. I know how much you love your dad. I know how much it matters to you.
Yeah, well, it's done now. It's over with. For better or worse. Now, let's get on with these arrangements, shall we? Weddings don't plan themselves.
Here, the printouts for the last 10 days. The yields are way down on what they should be.
Not way down.
They're low, and it's consistent. Look, every day's the same.
Yeah, I know.
So why have you done nothing about it?
I have. It's because of the silage. The ME was down because we cut it late, and with the cold spring and everything.
So if you knew that, why didn't you sort it out?
I've already talked to Martin. We're going to reformulate the ration.
But you shouldn't have left it so long, Ruth.
If you just listen...
You should have done that weeks ago.
I did, when they first came in.
So why are the yields still down?
If you let me finish...
No, I'll tell you. If this herd had been properly managed, if Sam had kept his mind on the job, instead
no,
of...
No, David.
Come on, we all knew the silage was late. It wasn't a big surprise.
You can't blame this on Sam. You can't blame it on anyone.
Oh, can't I? Well, someone must have been responsible.
It's not just the silage. The yields are down for other reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. The cows aren't in such good condition after the dry summer. They've been milked off the backs, so it's going to take a while to get them...
Oh, come on. That is no excuse. The warning signs were there, and you should have seen it coming, but you didn't, did you?
Okay. Okay, so it was all my fault.
Yeah, yours and Sam's.
I take responsibility. I'll take the blame. So why don't you just calm down and let me sort it out?
Well, you know we had that awful flood here in the summer.
Did you?
Yes. The roof tank overflowed and we had to rehouse the holiday tenants and cancel the bookings. It was an absolute nightmare.
Still looks quite a mess, darling.
Yes.
Not so much a nest, more of a hovel. Ooh, smells that one too. Ooh.
Well, when the builders came in, they found the damp had got everywhere. So half it needs replastering and, oh, goodness knows what else. And I'm waiting to meet the builder again.
Yeah. But look, tell me, darling, isn't Ian due back from his trip home today?
Yes, Adam went to pick him up at the airport.
Any idea how he got on? From what I've heard, his father sounds a bit of a social dinosaur.
So I believe.
Makes Brian look like a touchy-feely liberal.
Yes.
And I know he's finding it hard enough to get his head round at all.
No, no. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Darling, Brian's not making trouble, is he?
Oh, just some nonsense about whether he's going to be there or not.
What? You mean at the wedding?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Lillian, you know Brian. He's just making a fuss. I'm sure he'll come in the end.
David, I've had another talk with Martin about the ration.
Yeah?
He thinks we should try up in the maize for the energy. So if you could do that as from tomorrow...
Yeah, okay.
He'll give you the details. That's all I wanted to say.
I still think we should have done this weeks ago.
Please, don't let's argue about it.
Well, it's true. The herd had been run properly over the summer.
David.
It's no good waiting till the yields are down. Now we're into damage limitation.
David, please stop this.
I'm only saying what I think.
But you're not. You know this has nothing to do with the cows or the milk yields.
Oh, so what else?
It's just an excuse. You're punishing me.
Oh, come on.
It's true. And okay, maybe I deserve it. But we can't keep on like this. It's no good. It's not going to work. I know I was wrong, but if we're gonna keep our lives going, run the farm, look after the kids, then we can't... I just haven't got the strength. It's wearing us both down, David.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought of that before.
Please. I've told you over and over again how sorry I am. I hate myself for what happened, and I've promised it'll never, ever happen again. So, just tell me, what more can I do?
At least he's got one brother on site, and the others are still talking to him.
I'm so sorry about his father.
Well, as I said to Ian, my real dad won't be there either.
What? You mean Paddy?
Well, okay, so I know I've had nothing to do with him.
You surprise me, darling. I don't think I've ever even heard you speak his name.
Suppose I hardly ever think of him either.
And, have you never been curious?
Well, Mum's never been keen to talk about him, so...
No. Oh, and then, of course, you had Roger when you were little.
I never saw much of him either, spent most of my time away at school. Brian's been more of a father to me than he ever was.
Is that how you think of Brian now, your real father?
Okay, so we may not have the perfect father-son relationship.
Oh, darling, is there ever such a thing?
I don't know. But on the whole, I suppose we're fairly close and we understand one another, and he's done a lot for me over the years. Yes, if I think of anyone as a father, then it has to be Brian.
Yes.
Oh, Adam, hello. Thought you'd gone home.
Oh, Ian's at work. I've been chatting to Lillian.
He's been telling me the news about Ian's father.
Oh, yes, it's such a shame.
I'm off now anyway. Have a shower, put my feet up.
See you tomorrow then.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Well, I must start thinking about supper.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, just how serious is Brian about the wedding?
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't mean it. When...
Really? It's not the kind of thing he'd joke about, not if I know Brian.
All right. Yes, he's being very, very difficult. He just won't back down. And I've tried to talk to him, but he won't listen to a word I say.
Oh, Jenny.
I know. I can't understand why he's being so utterly selfish and unreasonable.
Well, I hope you can persuade him, darling, or poor Adam's going to be very disappointed.
Bonjour.
Hello. You still here?
Last time I looked, yeah.
I mean, aren't you off to Paris?
Not till this afternoon.
Shouldn't you be packing?
Oh, Clary's looking after all that. I got some business to attend to before we leave.
Oh?
Just checking on my regulars about their Christmas turkeys.
Ah,
and
yes.
I still ain't got you down for a bird.
No, we definitely shan't be at home this year. We're going to the stables.
Oh. I'll cross you off then.
Sorry?
I got Shula down for a big one, so you'll have a taste.
Yes. Well, give my love to Clary and have a lovely weekend in Paris.
Yeah. Abiento. That means I'll be seeing you.
Yes, very good.
I've been brushing up on the old Francais. If I don't want to starve.
Why's that?
Because Clary says if I don't order the food in French, we don't eat.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to end up with something foreign instead of bacon and egg.
Well, it's a good way to learn.
Yeah, but I think she's going a bit too far, really.
Why?
Well, she says I won't get anything unless I ask in French.
Oh, right, I see.
Like nothing at all.
Yes, thank you, Eddie. I think I...
Jill, I...
Oh, morning.
Oh, Eddie. Jill, I thought I'd prune the wisteria before I tie it back up.
Yes, yes, that's whatever you think.
Wind damage, eh?
Yes, you can see half of it's down over the window.
Still quite a breeze this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not taking the ferry.
Oh, yes, you're off today, aren't you?
Yep. Right, I better go home and get on with the packing.
Bon voyage.
Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Oh, well, I'll go and find the stepladder.
Phil, shouldn't you wait until it's less windy?
Oh, it's calming down a bit. Not so bad. Though perhaps you ought to get inside.
Why?
Well, just until it settles down. No point in getting wind-blown.
Are you saying I look a mess?
No, no.
You're no oil painting yourself. Did you know there's a hole in your jacket?
Well, I... Jill, I wasn't being personal. It was just an innocent observation.
Yes, all right.
And this is only my gardening jacket.
Sorry. I didn't mean to snap. I just... I don't know. It just came out somehow. I didn't really stop to think. So perhaps it's a good sign.
How?
Well, you know I've been trying hard to do what Linda says.
Oh.
Think myself into being less nice, more like a wicked stepmother.
Well, yes, but...
So, perhaps it's starting to work at last. Shall I take the blue scarf as well? It'd look nice with my cream jacket if we go out somewhere really smart. Eddie?
Yeah, you take it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It won't take up much space anyway. And the silk shirt too. Oh no. Well, do you think that's going to be warm enough?
Aye.
Well, I mean, I hope the weather's nice, but you don't know, do you? Oh, I'll put it in anyway.
Yeah, love, you do that.
I can always wear a vest if I have to. And you ought to pack your thick pullover, the one without the holes in the sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, come on then. Oh, I wish I'd never given you that now.
That can't be right.
What you looking up anyway?
What's the French for toad in the hole?
Oh, Eddie.
Well, it's got toad here. C-R-A.
Toad in the hole's English. They may not even have it in France.
I must have. I reckon it's this lousy dictionary.
Come on, leave it for now.
I'm not starved, am I?
Why should you?
Well, if you're saying I've got asking French.
Oh, never mind that. You finish your packing.
But not just food, either. Have I really got to ask for everything?
It'll be good for you to learn.
Yeah, but what exactly do you mean by...
Don't you worry about that now. Come on, get packing or we're going to miss the plane.
Ruth?
Yeah? No problem, is there?
No. Had another word with Martin about the ration. He says he's happy with the new mix.
Okay.
He seems to think it'll put the yields back on track. So let's hope he's right.
There's no reason why not.
No, well, we'll have to see.
Anything else?
I'll check the feed store. We need to order some more concentrate.
Oh.
You want a hand with that?
No, I'll do it. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah, well. Kids all right?
Fine. Ben's quite tired after school. I've left him and Josh with the telly.
Okay.
Just for half an hour. I'll have to go back in soon and start the tea.
Right. Well, I'm going down to the Hereford, so if anyone wants me...
What now? What is it?
Hey, Josh, slow down. What are you yelling about?
It's Ben.
What?
He tried to climb up the treehouse.
Oh.
And I tried to stop him, but he slipped and fell off the ladder.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're coming.
He's hurt. His leg is bleeding. Hurry.
Okay. Just keep still while I...
It hurts.
Yeah, I know, but it's not broken.
I told him not to, Dad. I tried to stop him.
All right, Josh.
Ow!
You're all right, Ben. It's only a graze.
Yeah, you're a very lucky boy.
It hurts.
Yeah, well, it's going to sting at first.
Stop bleeding already, see?
But it's your own fault, Ben. What were you doing up there?
You know what Daddy's told you.
You don't go up in the treehouse. It's not safe. If you don't do as you're told, this is what happens. Why don't you listen?
But it was Josh.
What?
No! He made me go up the ladder. No, that is so not true. I tried to stop him. You didn't.
All right. I'm not interested. Neither of you should have been down here at all. This is the last time. I have had enough. From now on, you don't even come in the orchard. Do you understand?
Come on, Ben. Let's get inside. That's it. We'll put a plaster...
Did you hear what I said, Josh?
Yes.
Well, that's your last warning. Ben could have been badly hurt. It was lucky he only fell off the ladder. What if he'd been at the top?
It's not my fault.
I don't care whose fault it was. If either of you disobey me again, there'll be real trouble.
I don't care anyway.
Oh, don't you?
It's a rubbish treehouse. It's all wet inside and the roof's broken. Look at it.
Well, that's hardly my fault, is it?
You made the roof. Sam did everything else. Why don't you fix it?
All right. You want me to fix it?
Dad?
You go inside with Mum. I'll fix the treehouse. I'll fix it once and for all.
Can you believe how long it's been since we was last on a plane?
Oh, no.
Some of these people, they must fly all the time.
Yeah.
Still, I wouldn't want to do that. It'd take away all the excitement.
Yeah.
Not feeling nervous then, love?
No, it's only a short flight. And I'll be fine once we're in the air. I'm just so happy to be on our way. Whole weekend to look forward to.
Au revoir, Ambridge. Bonjour, Paris.
Oh, I say you're getting better. Though you still need to work on your pronunciation.
Well, we've got a few minutes now. Where's my dictionary?
Oh, Eddie, do you know I still can't get over it, them doing all that for us? Pat and Susan and everybody? Our best anniversary ever, don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. By a long joke.
My locket. And then the party and everyone being so nice and cool.
And the best part still to come, eh?
Yeah. Hey, you know there's still real artists in Montmartre? Like Van Gogh and Picasso? You see some painting in the streets.
Gonna buy us a picture then, look?
Oh, I'm sure I couldn't afford it. Nice to see them, though.
Ah, here we are. Voulez-vous?
Yeah, what you looking at now?
Oh, if I've got to speak French for everything, I better get in some practice, hadn't I? Voulez-vous couch? Couches?
Oh, don't be daft. Go on, put that book away.
Yeah?
Come here. You can use whatever language you want. I don't care. This is going to be our best holiday ever.
Daddy, please.
Josh, what's going on?
Mom, look.
What?
He's smashing up the tree.
David!
House. What? Oh. Take him inside, Ruth. I'm busy.
He said he's going to fix it, but he's breaking it down.
Oh, come on, Josh. Come on now. Come away.
You can't do that. It's us. Stop him, Mum.
No, no, I can't.
Please, you've got
to. No, Josh. Look, you saw what happened to Ben. It's for the best.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry. You've had your fun. It has to come down now. Look, you just keep out of the way.
Hello.
Come on. Jill.
Goodness, what's going on here?
Well.
Look, Gran. Look at Dad. He's smashing up the treehouse.
Hello, Jill.
Hello, Grandad.
Hi.
Hello, you two. Hope that's not my supper you're eating.
Yes, I'm eating your supper.
Oh, are you indeed? Well, we'll have to see about that.
Hello.
We'll let these two gannets in our kitchen. We shall have no food left at all.
Well, I was over at Brookfield and they were looking hungry, so... Oh,
I see. And you call yourself a wicked stepmother.
Well...
You don't ask little boys round for supper. You pop them in the oven and eat them yourself.
As if I'd do such a thing.
Look, Grandad, I've got a plaster on my knee.
Oh, so you have. And how did you do that?
Look, can I just have a word?
Oh, yes.
You two be good. Eat up nicely while I talk to Grandad. There'll be some pudding in a minute.
So what's this all about?
They're both quite upset. Josh especially. That's why I've asked them round.
So?
I went to feed the hens. And when I got there, David was breaking down the treehouse.
Breaking it down? Why?
Ben had slipped off the rope ladder. That's how he grazed his knee.
Ah.
And he doesn't know about David dismantling it yet, so don't tell
him. No, of course.
But Josh was there watching.
Well, David had told them not to go up there.
Phil, I know. But that was no reason to knock it down. Couldn't he have just taken the ladder away?
Was Ruth there?
Yes. She said it was because of what happened to Ben, but I'm sure it can't just be that.
Well, you were right to bring the boys over.
I asked Pip too, but she wouldn't come. She wouldn't even come out of her room. The atmosphere over there is awful. The children know there's something wrong.
Oh, dear.
It shows I've been right to worry.
Yeah. Well, we all lose our tempers now and then.
Phil! The way he was doing it, he was really tearing it apart. Smashing it with a crowbar. There were bits of wood flying everywhere.
Right.
It was awful. I've never seen him like that before, in such a fury. Whatever's wrong between him and Ruth, it must be something really bad. Or why else would David do such a thing?
Yes. I'm afraid you're right.